A couple of the freshmen are going to join us here, making their debut on the show. And we'll start off here with freshman Brody Steckline. How are you doing this evening?
Good, you?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, welcome aboard here. And, you know, ever thought you'd ever be on the radio?
Probably at some time, but not necessarily my freshman year.
All right. Well, I promise I won't make it too hard. I did decide to shelf the hard questions until next time.
Thanks.
But yeah, no problem. But you play JVC team. What's primary side of the basketball do you play there? Or what, I mean, mainly JV, C team?
Mostly C team. I get a couple quarters of JV every so often.
All right. Well, how's the transition to high school basketball been for you?
Pretty good. It's a lot more competitive than middle school by a mile.
Absolutely. And how do you feel like you've played so far?
I feel like I've played pretty good, both JV when I get in and mm-hmm. all my C team games.
All right. And I know you've probably had a pretty good mentor there at home in Sage, right?
Yeah.
All right. So do you still, like, play on the court or wherever? Do you kind of take it to him when you're playing one-on-one?
No, not really. He's kind of just bullies me around whenever we play against each other.
I mean, he probably tries to block your shot a lot, doesn't he?
Yes.
That's not very nice of him.
No.
All right. But what position do you mainly play?
Mostly just guard, not always point guard.
Okay. How do you feel like that your game has improved throughout the season?
My shot form has definitely gotten a lot better, and just my, like, just all my shots in general. I had rough form at the beginning and didn't make a lot of them.
Okay. But, you know, it's hard to believe you're down the last couple games of the year. What would you like to do here over these next two games?
Just end off on two good wins. We have a tough one coming up tomorrow against Hugoton. We've beat them twice, but only by a couple points each time.
All right, but you get them at home. That's an important thing, right?
Yeah.
And you get Goodland at home on Tuesday as well. And so, I mean, a couple of rematches there, but opportunity to go out on a high note. And what's been the most enjoyable part of basketball?
Just everything as a team has been fun. Even practices, just competing against the older guys, but then being able to play with my own friends and people I've been playing with my whole life.
All right, excellent. Well, thank you again here, Brody. Good job, and good luck to you coming up these next couple games.
Yep, thank you.
All right, once again, freshman Brody Steckline joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. We're going to get to talk with another freshman here. I'll let you, Brody, hand the headset over to Junior here. So, understand that he picked you, or Junior was the one that was selected here, and he picked Brody. And Junior, I guess welcome aboard here. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right, thank you. And you're playing primarily JV, right?
Yeah, primarily JV right now.
All right. And how's that been for you?
It's been good. It's a big transition from eighth grade. It's a lot faster, but I like it.
He had a big group of you guys that have played a lot of JV this year, and you get throwing out on the court there for the junior varsity, the first game of the year. What were the emotions like?
They were pretty high. I wasn't expecting it to be like so fast, just to go in like that. But I like it. It's a good transition.
What do you feel like you've done to put yourself in position to get a lot of minutes in that junior varsity level?
I just feel like from the first game, I built more confidence in my shot and the way I play. And I feel like I built more chemistry with all the guys out there on the floor.
All right, and you're primarily a guard, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Guard. So what's probably been your best game so far?
My best game was probably Lakin, last week, I believe.
Okay. And, you know, you've suited up a couple times for varsity this year, and you got in, I think it was a Cimarron game. And what was that moment like when Coach Gentry goes, Junior, it's your time to come in?
I was pretty scared. He told us to check in at 1:30. I didn't look at the clock. I started taking off my shooting shirt, and I got up, and then, like, Reed told me to sit down. So I just sat down, and I was nervous.
But then you got in there, and it felt comfortable, right?
Yeah, it was like, really fast. Like, I kind of forgot. I didn't look at the time at all. I just played.
All right, well, that's good. Once again, it is Junior Mesa, freshman for the Scott City basketball team, joining us here. Thanks again, Junior, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, Junior Mesa joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. We're going to get Coach Brian Gentry next here on the headset here. And as Scott City looking to to pull off some big wins here next couple of games. It's going to be a big task. There were some state-ranked teams coming to town tomorrow night and Tuesday night. Well, Coach, just kind of a tough loss there last night at Colby. There are a lot of good moments in that ball game, and just in the end didn't go your way.
Yeah, it didn't. You know, I don't think I've ever had a team grade out as well as we did last night and lose.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it goes back to all those, you know, those little intangibles, you know, the second chance opportunities that we let them have, you know, and a lot of it, you know, their guards were attacking the rim and getting offensive rebounds. And then, you know, we just didn't contest on the three-point line. And, you know, a credit to them, they knocked those down. But at the same time, you'd like to see them challenge a little bit more. And I thought we just did a pretty poor job of contesting guys, especially when they make 6 3-pointers in the second half. I mean, they're feeling it. So you gotta limit the vision and do a better job of that. And you know, we Avery early was huge. And then, you know, he gets in foul trouble in the third quarter. And some of those you know, close to the rim shots we didn't have anymore. So, I mean, we just got to do a better job. I mean, that's the bottom line. You know, great teams do those little things, you know, all the time, not just some of the times. And we've got to be, I wouldn't even say selective, more selective on our shots. The shots I can live with. But there's times we just need to get it, just pound it into the post and let Jackson do what he does. We didn't do that as well as we should have. and it cost us, but you know, they did so many good things, and they're showing, you know, what they are capable of. Mm-hmm. We just have to do it for 32 minutes.
Is it tough when you get to this point of the year as well, that you've seen a lot of these teams a couple times, and each team knows each other so well?
Yeah, I mean, it is. And you know, in our league, there's not a lot of secrets out there. I mean, we all know who each other is, and It's tough. I mean, this league is as good as it has been from top to bottom in a very, very long mm-hmm. time. And, I mean, it is fun. I mean, you think about it, it's high school basketball. You know, these kids are growing up in a time period where they get to go out and play against really, really good kids mm-hmm. and good programs. And so it's a lot of fun. I mean, yeah, I mean, we've lost several really close games, you know, by a possession mm-hmm. or two. And that's why we talk about those possessions meaning so much from the first quarter to the fourth. And, you know, we just have to capitalize and you know, put teams away when we have mm-hmm. them there. And we've came up a little short in some big moments. You know, nonetheless, I mean, these guys are getting better every game because we're playing these, you know, really great mm-hmm. teams.
Well, and you get an opportunity to get two home games to wrap up the regular season. It's going to be weird, you know, back-to-back home games.
It was the first time since the Clarion Inn Classic we had two games
pretty
in a
much,
row.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll be nice to not, you know, to kind of put the Blues away for a little bit and wear the, you know, the home whites. We always get some pretty interesting, you know, student sections, and so it'll be fun to have those guys there. And, you know, we're looking forward to it. You know, we're playing the – you know, first and second seeded, you know, teams in our league right mm-hmm. now and two teams that are highly ranked for good reason in the state level. So, I mean, it's going to be tough, but, you know, it should be something that we look forward yeah. to. You know what I mean? Because there's not a lot of teams that get to say that they get to play all these state-ranked mm-hmm. teams. And we've proven that we can play with anybody. And,
yes.
And, you know, we just have to put it together for 32 minutes. And Hugoton, you know, it's out there. Like, people – you know, they know that when they get off the bus, they're going to win. Mm-hmm. And they're very physical defensively. Offensively, they come at you for 32 minutes. And so, I mean, you can kind of, you know, tag it with bully ball, if you will. But yeah. Until somebody steps up and yeah. shows that they want to compete for 32 minutes like they do, I mean, that's why they mm-hmm. win. Trey's done a very good job taking an elite program to even a higher level. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's great for him. So our guys need to step up and be ready for it. And if that means they've got to be, you know, more physical mm-hmm. than an average game, so be it. But our guys are mm-hmm. going to be ready to play.
Do you almost treat these next two games with state-ranked teams, highly state-ranked teams that could have the opportunity to go a long ways in their state tournaments? Do you treat it like it's sub-state already?
Yeah, I mean, I don't love where we're at as far as, like, you know, the outside looking in as far as our record goes. But that's a part of playing a very tough schedule. Mm-hmm. We're going to be battle tested when we do start sub-state, and our guys are going to be ready. So I really do kind of like where we're at in the mix of everything right now. And I know our guys are more than capable of beating teams that, mm-hmm. that we could possibly match up against.
Absolutely. It should be a fun one tomorrow night and Tuesday night as well. But first in front of you, Huguenin in tomorrow night at the Scott Community Event Center. Coach Brian Gentry joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again for the time, Coach, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Adam.